Mm-hmm. Humorous ways, you know, you say
mm-hmm. that. Oh, well, they jump the boom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you say jump the boom, and sometimes you say, well, oh, the sister went on the way and got married.
After a wedding, would there be something where people would come around the house and shoot off their guns?
Well, that's for, somebody would get married and divorce and go back together. I call it a tarivari. That's what it is. They go there with the gun and with, we had that here in that neighborhood here. First thing they both did now, Mr. and Mrs. Boudreaux. They stayed separate for 9 years. And then they went back together, so we all got together here around and they were working in the, you know, he was working in the pool room, I guess. And everybody got ready and they got the gun and an old bucket and an old tub and go hit on it and that until he come out with the stuff and give somebody a drink and something like that, and that was it. It's what you call a shari-vari.
Did you, do they still do it?
Well, no, not since the young generation, I never, but oh, that was olden days, I think. I had my two first child when that happened to two people down here. That happened to Mr. and Mrs. J. Mancollard and Mr. and Mrs. Pat Boudreaux. Who did I know?
You know what playing the fourth was?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear them
doing
that?
Yeah, I did.
Well, they put a fork and
an
entire string to it?
Oh, the fork, yeah, they used to play that. We had a little horse, let me tell you about that little story about the horse. We had a little horse that my husband had brought his daughter-in-law for my little boy, Kelly, which is the one that's coming. And we thought maybe it was him that was stuck to the fence, you know? We wanted to go eat on stuff and take it to the fence, but they were playing the forks on it. And I could hear that, and I couldn't see what it was, and I said, well, it's kind of funny for the little horse, so I got out and looked at it. I saw the little horse, there was nothing wrong with the little horse. So, say that maybe 10 or 15 minutes, then my sister-in-law came out and started laughing. She said, did you hear that noise? I said, yes, I sure did. I said, I don't know what it is, but it didn't scare me. She said, you wasn't scared? I said, no. I said, I'm not scared. She said, they were playing the fox on me. And she told me who it was. I said, well, next time we'll be ready for him. We'll get our gun. Just as well. We'll get our gun. We're going to pick him up next time. So.
Okay. Now, here on the island, did you have a kind of a name for people? When you say you were here on the island, and then when you went off the island, you say, I was where? Well, this morning I went to...
I went to Bowling Meadows. Out of the island, I was up the bayou visiting. So. Uh-huh. I was going to the school.
I was up to
over to the school, over to the friends.
Okay. You can't go. When there was trouble at a party, the police might come and arrest the...
Yeah, the whole gang would come and y'all arrest. You get drunk or start disturbing the peace.
Now, what was the sort of thing that would bring the community together when you were young? Tell me about that.
Do what?
What sort of thing would bring the community together when y'all were young?
Well, to tell you the truth, olden days, like in my time and all, everybody stick together. They didn't have what they got to do. People these days are jealous of the others. But olden days, no. You had something, you would divide with the other. That's how the people was. And they all was like that on the olden days. But these days, you can't bring the people together. Some people are